You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And our guest today is Herb Ault, and he is one of the Habitat for Humanity partner families for the Women Build, which is coming up April 28th through May 13th. And I would like to encourage any women out there that want to be involved in this. If you've never done this, you don't consider this your personal invitation from me to be on a team. You can just go to the Habitat for Humanity website, and there is a tab over on, I think it's on the right-hand side, that says Women Build 2017. If you click on that, it'll take you to the Kantara website where you can just join a team. And any team that you see listed that has a little hand next to it means it's open.
It's open.
And they have people on it. There are already three teams that are completely closed because we have a max of 35 people on each team. Wow. And so we've already gotten, some teams are closed. So go on there now. It does take, you raise $250, which is super easy to do.
It is.
And that helps to pay for the land. But you know that Herb is going to be paying back a mortgage that goes back to Habitat, which we use to then build more houses. So it's a wonderful circular effect. And not one that is bad.
Not at all. I think, and people shouldn't be intimidated by this. If you don't know somebody and you go on that page, that's the question. Do they list the names of the people on the different teams or no?
Yeah, you can see those. If you look on the team names, you can actually, if you click on the actual team, it'll list everybody that's on there.
So 10 to 1 says, if you don't think you know someone, go look at that list and I guarantee you're going to know someone and just sign up. This is a great family type of event too.
We've
seen mother daughters, grandmother, mother daughters. How old do the young ones have to be?
You have to be 16 to be on site, but you have to be 18 to use power tools and get on a ladder over 5 feet. So yeah, you can definitely bring your daughters out. That kind, there are weekend days, there are weekdays. It is a great time. If you can't do that, we have other things that are available as well. You can help site host, which means you help make sure people have sunscreen on if it's sunny out.
Hopefully we will
Or that they're staying hydrated, giving them water out, helping people sign in. Restaurants can sponsor. You're one of our great lunch sponsors. You get Buffalo's to bring us lunch or breakfast. So, because we do provide breakfast and lunch for everybody. So yeah, there's lots of ways to contribute other than just building. And by the way, no experience necessary to build Herb's home.
No, they will teach you how to hold a hammer.
We do.
And there, every year there's someone who learns the way to hold a hammer because somebody doesn't know.
Absolutely. It's a very empowering event for women, I think, because a lot of women don't know how to build. And they go home and boy, I think their husbands are in for it because they're like, I can just fix that now. That's not a problem. Of course, my husband thinks, you know, I can fix the siding, but the problem is the siding's too far up the house for me to fix. So yeah, because I'm a siding person. So but yeah, so what are you looking forward to most about being in your new home?
About being in my new home. Well, there seems to be a lot. But I'm looking forward to the landscaping after getting moved in.
There you go. Being able to spend outside.
Yes. But we're pretty excited about it. We've never lived in town before. So,
and the kids will have their own room. They'll each have their own room. And they don't right now. Is that correct?
That's right. They don't.
So they'll each have their own room. Because I know Elizabeth was pretty excited about that. She told me all about that when I saw her at the Just Desserts event. So
very excited about that. And yes, our home now is 2-bedroom. And it's a mobile home. And so it's going to be a lot bigger home than what we've got now. And so my granddaughter, Elizabeth, get her own room. She's very excited. There's 2 bathrooms in the home. She has already claimed one of those.
It's not even built yet.
It's like the girl's bathroom and then for the boys over here.
That's why she said, boys, this is going to be this one and this one's mine.
Good for her. Go, Elizabeth,
that's
go.
It is the women's build after all.
That's right. That's awesome. And like you said, you'll be in town, so you'll be able to get to a lot of things a lot quicker.
Yes,
Yes. Will the kids have to change schools?
Yes. Yeah, we've already checked out the schools.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Templeton for the elementary, bachelor, middle school, and Bloomington South.
Very good. Awesome. That's awesome. I'm sure they're really excited about it.
What are the, I know you have to take classes so as part of this. So what about the classes have you enjoyed the most?
Well, it teaches you about, you know, home repair inside and out. It teaches you about money management. Mm-hmm. That went for 6 months.
Right.
I was kind of really regretting it at first. But it did help me.
Good.
You know,
good.
It did. And let's see, you also get paired up with a couple, and I forget what they call that. And Tom and Ada is mine.
Mm-hmm. They're like coaches?
Yes.
A money coach or whatever?
Yes.
So
well,
that you have
through,
any...
Through the whole thing.
Oh, okay. You know, you have any questions?
They'll meet with you, and yes, so it's...
Already a partner family. They've gotten their homes.
Well, they're tied up through Habitat.
Oh, they're just volunteers. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I think they're... I'm not for sure what their titles are, but they are awesome people.
That's great.
So I can ask them any questions, and you know, and they give me any advice of health insurance, life insurance.
Oh, good.
So yes,
that's exciting.
So, yes, so it turned out to be a good resource of a lot of direction in your life. So if you have any problems or any need. For advice of any information at all, it's
right.
a good, very good resource. Habitat has turned out for me.
That's awesome.
That we could do.
I think that's always one of the important things. You know, we all need someone to turn to in our lives. And when, you know, you're not just being given a house, you're being given this whole set of resources for you to be successful.
Yes.
I mean, you've got two young, you know, grandchildren that you're raising, and, you know, what a great gift to them to be able to, you know, set them out, you know, in the best foot possible.
Well, and I think one of the other things is that, you know, one of the things that Habitat has excelled at is building community.
Right.
And, you know, because we're going to be building Herb's house along with another women build house, he'll already know his neighbors.
Right.
The kids will get to know their neighbors
right.
before even move in. Because a lot of times that's the scary part when kids move is like, I don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
Are there kids my age in the neighborhood? And so it'll be a nice little, and I know that they have a young boy too.
Yes.
I think he might be a little older than Jonathan, but probably not much.
Yeah.
I think it's building this community.
Right.
It's not just building a house and saying, okay, go on.
Yeah, here you go.
You know, we kind of encourage you to continue that and to continue to volunteer and be a part of Habitat as it goes further.
Well, that's what I always like, because I know so many families keep coming back to volunteer and to be a part of this. And I think that's part of that community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's something that's given them so much they just want to keep giving back to. So it's that big full circle again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So.
I was going to ask now, can you remind us again when this build is and how can people be involved?
Absolutely. It is April 28th through May 13th, and they can go to the Habitat for Humanity website, which is monroecountyhabitat.org, or call the office at 812-331-4069, and you can talk to anybody about becoming, whether you want to be a sponsor to help with a lunch, or bring us nail belts, or whatever. Or if you want to be a builder, you can sign up to be a builder right there on the website.
Right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And Herb, we can't wait to have you come back maybe sometime and tell us about how this all ended for you.
Well, I would be glad to.
That would be great.
It's going to just begin. It's not an ending.
Well, once he's moved in and Elizabeth's established her bathroom, I'm excited to hear about that. All right. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.